Touching base this morning with Bronson Superintendent of Schools Jim Modern about all things happening in the district. And one of the big things that's happening, Jim, in the district right now, in addition to kids, you know, marking off pages on the calendar probably, and maybe even some of your teachers doing the same for the countdown to the end of the school year, is kind of the countdown for the school board getting ready for continuing the search for a new superintendent, right?
That's correct, yes. They've been working at that for the last month or so, and Wednesday night this week, they had their meeting to review 17 applicants, and they've narrowed that down now to 6 candidates for the position. Those interviews are going to be held for the 6 at the Bronson Junior Senior High Library next Wednesday night and Thursday night, the 21st and 22nd, at 6 p.m. And the public is encouraged to attend those interviews.
All right. Have the names been released to those candidates yet? Or?
They have. Just yesterday, arrangements were made, and I can tell you the candidates. There's one candidate who has been a superintendent before, and that's Curtis Clough from Strasburg Franklin Local Schools in Strasburg, Ohio. And then we have several principals. Actually, there are 3 men and 3 ladies that will be interviewed. Another would be Larry Cowger, a principal at Imlay City High School in Imlay City, Michigan. Teresa Belote, who's a little bit closer here, she's currently principal at Congress and Wenzel Elementary Schools in Sturgis. Beth Robb, who is currently principal at Marion Junior Senior High School in Marion, Michigan. Christine Barnes, the principal over at Constantine High School right now. And Jeff Budge. And Jeff is a principal at Beaverton Middle School in Beaverton. So those are the 6, and I think they had a real good pool of applicants, and they're quite excited about the possibilities.
All right. And obviously, the public, as much as possible, come out next week and get a firsthand reaction from those candidates as they can help the school board in its search for your replacement then.
That's correct.
All right. Also, the board has decided to go for a sinking fund millage in the August election. Kind of walk us through that process a little bit and what that actually means for voters.
Okay. Yes, in August, our board has decided that they're going to request 2 mills for a short period of time, 5 years. And a sinking fund basically is a construction fund. It's money that is collected simply to work on the buildings, to repair and replace, you know, parts and equipment in the buildings and so on. We definitely have some needs. Over the 4 years, it will generate about $2 million, about $400,000 a year. And the advantage to a sinking fund millage is that it's dedicated, earmarked toward those kinds of activities. It cannot be used in other ways. It's all about facilities. And it's a pay-as-you-go plan. Once you collect the money, then you can spend it. And you have to spend it within a certain time, and it's audited by the state just as any of our other funds would be audited. And so it's a pretty good idea.
Right.
And it is restricted. It can only be spent on certain types of things. And so our board wants to make it clear that the needs that we have, they're going to attack in a 2-step process. There's going to be the sinking fund millage in August, and then they're working right now with King Scott and with the state to right-size a bond issue to come back in November for probably a smaller number of mills to be levied, maybe for a little bit longer time. But that can be spent in different ways. It can be spent on capital projects, and some of our greatest needs are going to be, you know, our technology to update that, and bus fleet and so on. And those things can fall under the bond issue usage. And so, therefore, 2 different approaches to the needs that we have.
All right. So look for more on that as we get closer. But again, that 2 mills for 5 years, the sinking fund will be on the August election. Also, I know something pretty exciting you're dealing with in the Bronson School District is a potential agreement to bring Glen Oaks Community College courses to Bronson.
That's correct. We've cooperated with our local community colleges, and we enjoy working with KCC, the Groff Center, and we have some students going to Glen Oaks and so on, but this is the first time really that we've explored the possibility of bringing courses to Bronson, and we have availability of a facility now with our Chicago Street School no longer being a K-12 classroom building, and we're working out some arrangements right now to have Glen Oaks provide classes right here in Bronson, and our students will be able to participate on a dual enrollment type basis and get high school credit and college credit all at the same time. And it's really a great deal for the kids, and I think it's a win-win for our school and for Glen Oaks.
Well, anytime that you can get something like the dual enrollment done to save some money ahead of time, get the college classes done before the kids actually graduate from high school, I mean, you're talking about great cost savings for those kids, as costly as college has become these days.
That's correct. And we've got a real good rate worked out for the tuition with Glen Oaks, and so we're ready to roll. We believe that we'll have some classes starting in the fall.
Would non-high school students also be accessing classes through that?
That's correct. They will be able to come in and join these classes. It's not just limited to our students. Okay. It can be students from other districts. It can be high school graduates already. Anyone from the community would be able to participate.
All right. Well, exciting stuff. We'll look for more developments on that as we come up. And again, next week, Wednesday and Thursday, details on the time for the superintendent interviews?
They begin at 6, and they're scheduled about an hour apart, maybe an hour and 5 minutes for transition time. So, okay. Yes, they'll be 6 o'clock, 7:05, and 8:10. Each evening.
On Wednesday and Thursday, then. All right, Jim, thanks, and we'll stay in touch on that process and everything else in the Bronson School District as the year starts to wind down, all right?
Okay, thank you very much. Appreciate your time, Ken.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That is Bronson Superintendent of Schools, Jim Moderate, with us this morning.